Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's go ahead and record. Since you made all sorts of promises. Oh.
Quack, quack.
Oh.
Quack, quack.
You're quacking there.
Quack, quack.
Oh.
Quack, quack.
Dear, that's never quack, a good quack. Thing.
Quack, quack.
Big Fatty, are you okay?
Quack, quack.
Oh, did you need some life insurance quack, or quack. Something from Aflac?
Quack, quack.
Mm. No, I know you don't listen to the mix.
No.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
But on the latest episode, that Daniel Bieber
quack, 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 quack,
said that there was not enough ducking on Big Fatty's track. So
quack, 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 quack.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, quack, quack. I don't have the ducking turned on Big Fatty because, you know.
Ooh. Mm-mm. You know, the ending music kind of overtakes.
Quack, 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 quack.
I'm just going to start the music. Mm-hmm.
Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. Two decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, your cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Hey! Meh!
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday. Monday, the 27th of April, 2026, and the Just Cut It On Out year of Ms. Dolly Potential of H. Report. And I'm one of your hosts, the one who has super glue on his back, Mr. Larry H. Ooh. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That's how the doctor spelled it, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. V-A-D-E-R, honorary bacon. And joining me today, he's got on a shirt that's got a button on it, so it must be big doings at the villa. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Mm. Hi,
or Big should Fatty. I say quack, quack.
Mm.
So, yeah, that Daniel Bieber even devoted time on their show between the audio fuck-ups to bring it to your attention to my attention. So I would bring it to your attention, I guess.
That all right.
Anytime during the closing music, the music is too loud, so people can't hear me, but it ducks out on you. So,
how about that? Well, let's just, you know what? We got nothing else going on. So let's.
Shall we go ahead and play the closing music?
So there's no. Yeah, I know, right? There doesn't appear to be, there doesn't appear to be ducking settings anymore, but, I'll just, there's feedback protection. There's the noise gate. I could probably add a plug-in.
Ducking plug-in.
Yeah. Well, there used to be ducking, but I never used it because, I didn't like it.
I've just achieved my move goal for the day by sitting here talking to you.
Well, it's exhausting, I'm sure. Exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all, it's been a week. It's been a week. Y'all, lots happened since we last spoke. So, yeah, Big Fatty, how was your week?
Oh, it was fine. You know, lots of lots of ordinary things going on, and do you watch the Matlock?
I do, but please, I'm not anywhere near caught up, so please don't spoil it. But y'all,
no, I won't. But
for, that role so was good. Written for Kathy Bates, number one.
Absolutely,
y'all. It is, and it's just clever. Well,
that enough. The equivalent was Maggie Smith on Downton Abbey.
Correct. It The first season was real good. I'm on the second season now. Yeah. Y'all, it's I used to think it was going to be an Aeroplano show. And I say that because there are some shows that I can just sit and watch on an Aeroplano.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's IFE, in-flight entertainment, on every plane, even if they don't have a screen. You know, there's the website with all their shows and shit. But y'all, I just load my iPad with things I want to watch. Matlock is not one of those. I cannot watch it on a plane. Y'all, there's too much going on that you need to pay attention to. I cannot, I can't watch it on the plane and enjoy it. So it is a sit down on the sofa and, you know, sit
now,
and watch it.
You say you're watching the second season. Have you gotten to the new member of the team, the bro?
I think I'm on that episode. Let's see.
I don't really like the guy playing that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have.
It's a really good. He does a really good job, and he fits all the stereotypes, and he breaks all the stereotypes.
Yes. Yeah. Y'all haven't watched an episode in a while because I tried to watch some. I downloaded some to take on the last trip to the Lost Wages. Miss Bacon, I am still not there currently. Y'all, the Bacons were out to get me over the weekend.
But well, let's just move on from Matlock. Or do we need Matlock to step in?
She might need to. But y'all, I downloaded some and I watched one episode on the plane of the Matlock on that last Lost Wages trip. And y'all, I just couldn't. I was like, this is not it. You know, I was on a plane this past week. I went to Nashville, Tennessee. And y'all.
Yes.
You know, the South, we're famous for our open carry, if you will, with our with our pew-pews.
Going to Tennessee, you know, we all know Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, from New Jersey. Has an open carry. Of course, it's a beer can. But.
Well, I was going to say that y'all, the Nash Vegas airport, B&A, y'all, you can get a drink to go and just walk around the airport with it. And y'all, Lorena and I may have been a bit tipsy whenever we boarded the return flight home. Let's just put it that way. Because y'all, it had been a day. But y'all, the Nashville trip was fine.
Yeah,
it's good. Went to I'm going to tell you, some people think of business travel as a vacation. Y'all, it is many things. A vacation, it is not. And
that is correct.
It is not my idea of a good time. In fact, I've discovered do most things to avoid it anymore. Unless it's a really high fare. And then I will jump at it, so it'll push my status quickly. But we went out to dinner, and we were staying in Brentwood, Tennessee, which is south of Nashville. Yeah, and it is a suburb. I mean, there was a pub, a Von's East, and a Sam's Club across the street, and a Home Depot. Y'all, it was just suburbs.
Soccer moms.
Yeah, basically. But it was very nice. It was very nice. Or the area we were in was. But y'all, the eating situation was not going to be great. And y'all, I like to have.
And that's very important to a fat person.
It's more important to Lorena. But y'all, we went to this place, and you can Google it. It's called Crystalis, you know, as in what happens when the butterflies emerge from the cocoon.
Right.
And y'all, it was Italian. And so I didn't have bad expectations because the menu looked good, but I didn't have high expectations. Y'all, it was absolutely, absolutely delicious. And y'all, we embarrassed ourselves. I think we ordered so much food. And Lorena got a Super Tuscan.
A
Super Tuscan Chianti.
Taste.
And y'all, I tasted it. It was amazing. Now, when I got the bill, I realized why it was amazing. And I had, they only had one draft beer, and it was an import from Italy. And it was kind of a lighter, pilsner-y, but a little extra carbonation from the fermentation. Y'all, absolutely gassy. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. Y'all, we had such a good time. But y'all, we were both old now, and so we both went to bed about 8 o'clock.
Oh, well. So you and, did stay up for the final Jeopardy.
Right, right. By the way, we need to talk about Jeopardy before we get too off track. But y'all, the next day went and met Larry, who was the reason we were there. Mm-hmm. And y'all, he had us meet him at his parents' house. Y'all, and within 5 minutes of being with his parents, who are both 80, realized that they know the Hats.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. So that was interesting, but y'all, we did what we went to do, went back to the airport. Y'all had a little snick-a-snack. Terrible delays because of weather in Chicago's. But somehow we made it, and it involved running. And y'all, I go to the gym notorium 5 days a week, and I do the incline treadmill at a fairly fast pace. So for me, it was more.
I'm sorry, did you say fat pace?
It's true. So for me, it was more like a trot, if you will. But for Lorena, y'all, she led the charge. We're just gonna put it that way, because we had carry-ons, of course, and y'all, she used the damn thing as a battering ram, and all you could hear was coming through on your left, y'all screaming through the airport, and I'm like, well, you're gonna be fine. We're gonna get there. I know the app says it'll take X amount of minutes to get there. But we are moving at, we were in the front of the plane. That average is from if you're in the middle of the plane. We were in the front of the plane, so we just saved several minutes, you know, whatever. We'll be fine. And y'all, we were fine. We ended up on the plane. Mm-hmm. And they held the plane because of all the delays. They're like, there's no point in closing the door because we're not going anywhere. So eventually we pushed back. We got going. Yeah, we weren't that late getting back to the Charlestons. But y'all, I lost the jalopy.
Uh-oh.
I could not. Y'all, I could not. I went
bless
to where the,
his heart.
I went to where the jalopy was. And it wasn't there. And so I opened the app.
Downtown.
And it said it was right there. And I was like, well, what? Maybe I got off the elevator at the wrong floor. Maybe someone pressed the wrong button. And I just didn't pay. I do that more and more. I don't pay attention to what floor. I just assume it's for me. So, y'all, I went back, and I was like, no. I was like, well, in my mind, when I got here, the second floor, which is really the first floor parking, the rental car places on the first floor, in the daily garage was full, but maybe it's so I go down to the second floor. And, y'all, the space where I parked could not have been further away from the elevator in the parking garage if I had tried. So, this is all taking time, and, y'all, all I wanted to do was go home at that point.
Poopy.
And y'all, finally, and I knew I hadn't parked on the roof because we had had a lot of conversations about me not parking on the roof because that offends me. And so y'all, I went back and I said, shit. So I said, well, I guess I'll go up to the roof. Y'all got in the elevator. There was a half floor. Did you know there's a half floor in that parking garage?
No.
Yeah, there is. So.
Were you on the half floor?
I was on the half floor. I didn't even know there was such a thing. So I must have turned that way. I've never gone up that high. I don't normally. I usually just, you know, whip it on in on the second floor right by the elevator. Because there's almost always a spot, even if the numbers say there isn't. But y'all, I thought I was late on Monday. Either way, matters not. Y'all, that was good. It was all good. Nashville was good. Did not see Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey in Tennessee. He was nowhere to be found.
You were coming.
Right. Yeah, he was here in Charleston, wasn't he? He flew in for the day. So, y'all got back.
He came in to help me with my ducking.
Ah. Y'all, there was a bit of a coal mine event while I was gone. An incident, some might say.
An incident.
Well, it was so much an incident, the Big Fatty heard about it.
Yeah, I think I read about it.
Yeah, yeah, in the newspaper. So
all above the fold.
Oh, I'm aware. So I had found out about it, I guess, before I knew. I mean, obviously, I knew it had happened, and we're not trying to be mysterious. It's just nothing interesting. Yeah. But I didn't realize it had made it into the print version. I just thought it was, you know. Mm. Like a little local news story. I certainly did not realize it had made it into the print version. But anyway, but if you ever need help figuring out if you're a racist or not, turns out we found out an easy way. So, but then,
right.
Yeah. So y'all, the weekend, y'all busy. Y'all, and then on Monday, the day that we're recording this, and you might be hearing this, the day we're releasing it, y'all, there was.
Uh-oh. Do you need me to send you something?
Y'all, I have my procedure on my back.
Yes.
y'all, that jackass of a doctor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's so rude. He's just rude. He was rude the last time, and he probably said 3 words to me today, and it just pissed me off. And I told the nurse that. I was like, I'm not. Y'all, she is the sweetest lady. We'll call her April because that's her name. And y'all, they were running a little bit behind, and she even came out and apologized that they were running behind. And I was like, oh, it's no big deal, I assumed. Because, you know, they always are. And took me back, and she said, go ahead and take off your clothes. And I said, no. I said, it's just on my back. And she said, okay, well, you can leave your pants on. I said, that would be preferred. And so, y'all, he came in, and he did the little procedure and just walked. And he said something, and I said, well, that was the worst massage I've ever had. And y'all, he didn't even laugh. He just walked out of the door. But y'all, they removed the dead skin and everything and fixed my back up. Y'all, he was able to put in the dissolving stitches, so I do not have to go back, which was not sure about. Because y'all, next week at the coal mine is a bit busy. It's
a little busy.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of plaque buildup and all.
Oh, you have no idea. Y'all, we did. Y'all, I have had so many events at the coal mine the last week. I don't even know, but I think there was some relief in the plaque buildup. There was some scraping on Wednesday night. Oh. But anyways, I was very pleased that I do not have to go back to the doctor. But y'all, the only exciting thing that happened was they put lidocaine, you know, they injected lidocaine around where they're going to make the incision. Mm-hmm. To deaden it, which truthfully was the most painful part of the whole process. And lidocaine always is. And I've had quite a bit of that at the dermatologist, so I'm familiar with it. But y'all, right. He accidentally hit the cyst with the lidocaine. So y'all, it exploded. It shot up in the air and they jumped back so they didn't get lidocaine all over them. So I got a big chuckle out of that. But either way, all good. Vader is on the mend, so
cyst free.
It's true. Now, y'all, I mentioned it before, and I said, "Oh, we need to talk about it." But y'all, I have been saying for the last 3 or 4 weeks that we need to talk about this. And I'm sorry, I can't. My keyboard was asleep. I really need a better. A better keyboard here.
Okay.
Y'all.
Home. By the way, I'm wearing orange today.
Oh, was your hat dirty?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all. If I keep meaning to mention this Jeopardy champion. But y'all, do y'all know who Jason Snell is? Probably most of you don't, because you're not in that demographic. But Jason was the editor of Macworld magazine forever and ever. And now he's a blogger. He has a couple podcasts that I like listening to. I really enjoy his insight. He's several years older than me, but we're still in that same, had the same experiences with computers and things and all that. So, but y'all, he was on the Jeopardy on day three of the current champion.
Who is, today, as people are hearing this, he'll be on day 31.
So Jason was on day three. So I've been keeping up with this because y'all, they quickly, they, he explained in one of his shows like how the tapings work, and they were watching them, and the people backstage who were waiting on their turn quickly realized that this guy knew everything.
Everything.
So he was paired with a Methodist minister, she might have been Presbyterian, and so y'all, they decided they were fairly certain they couldn't beat him, but they were going to give him a run for his money. And they did. And it was a really good episode. But if you, y'all, this guy that is the current champion of the Jeopardy, y'all, he knows a lot. It's amazing to watch him. And y'all, Jeopardy has gotten progressively harder over the years, if you really think about it. Because way back, if you go back and watch Jeopardy from the 80s, y'all, it wasn't like it is now. Pre-internet.
Well, it's played very differently now, too.
It is. And the questions and the topics are a lot more obscure. They're a lot harder because people just naturally know more now from being exposed to so much all the time. This guy is, y'all, he is, I enjoy watching it on occasion because, y'all, I'm not dumb. So I do typically know a good many of the answer of the questions. But y'all, guy.
In regular Jeopardy now, probably not as much in Double Jeopardy.
No. But y'all, this guy, y'all, there'll be a topic and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Like, it is the most obscure war that happened, you know, to the Greeks in the 2nd century BC. And he knows the answers to those questions. It is just wild.
I agree.
So, if you haven't watched
it, Ding is his name.
Yeah. But yeah, and if you want to hear about how the whole Jeopardy process works, the name of the show that Jason Snell co-hosts with Mike Hurley is called Upgrade, and it is available on your podcast clients and probably, I would guess, on YouTube. There's some version of it on YouTube as well. So if you want to listen to that episode, y'all, he goes through the whole process about how you get there, where you meet, what you wear, the waiting, the food, the how it all works, the practice. It's pretty.
Oh, you know, the commissary is very important.
They don't eat at the commissary. So, but yeah. So if you want to hear about all that, give it a listen.
What was it called again?
The name of the show is Upgrade. Upgrade, right? Yeah, Upgrade.
Okay.
I don't have my phone. Oh, wait. If only I were sitting at a computer. And you know what? If I can remember, I will put the link to that specific episode
in the
show notes.
In our chat?
Okay. Yeah, basically. Yeah, I've got to get the podcast app to sync on this computer. But
okay.
I will go ahead and let's see here. Podcast. Is it upgrade? Make sure I've got it. Yep, part of Relay FM. Y'all, I love Relay.fm. That's where most of the shows I listen to come from. And there's music. I was like, what is that noise? But I've got music downstairs. Let's see here. When was that? So it's episode 608. Pop and Lock is the name of the episode. So Upgrade, and it's relay.fm/upgrade. I will go ahead and do that. But
what number was it?
Number 608.
Now, what is the name of the episode?
Pop and Lock.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. So
2 hours and 20 minutes. Wow.
He had a lot to say about the Jeopardy. So it was an Upgrade usually does last a little bit longer. It's a long form podcast, but Anyway, speaking of game shows...
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead or Alive.
All right, everyone, it's the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day in history that is so obscure, I have to tell you who they are because you'll never know. And then, of course, guess if they're dead or alive because who can say, really?
Yeah. Willem Alexander.
Willem A. Y'all, Will I Am is alive and well. Y'all, he's one of the lead singers of the Black Eyed Peas.
Let's get it started.
Willem Alexander is indeed alive. He is the king of the Netherlands.
Oh, I didn't know that he also sang. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, big singer. which one?
Very
Cuba
exciting.
Cuba Gooding Sr.
Oh, he's got to be dead. Y'all, he's the father of Cuba Gooding Jr., who is, I don't know what Senior did. I guess probably was maybe a boxer. I don't know.
Cuba Gooding Sr. is indeed dead, and he was an American pop and soul singer, best known for the song "Everybody Plays the Fool Sometimes, No Exception to the Rule." Judy Carn.
Ooh. Y'all?
Carne.
Y'all, she is dead as far as I know. Y'all, she was also a musician. She was a singer back in the 60s, 70s. And she was Mamas and Papas. I can't remember what the name of that band was. Yeah.
Judy Carn is indeed dead. And she was an English comedian and actress. And you would know her mainly from being on Laugh-In. Have you got time for a couple more?
Yes.
Okay, Casey Kasem.
Oh,
it's from coast to coast.
He is dead as a doornail, y'all. He was a DJ, he hosted American Top 40. Y'all
Casey
loved
Kasem
it. Loved it.
Yes. Love yes, it. Dead as a doornail. He was an American radio personality, creator of American Top 40.
Y'all, that's still available to listen to on the YouTube.
And was the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about that? I'm not sure I realized that. All right, last one, Jack Klugman.
Jack Ludman or Kludman?
Klugman.
Y'all, dead as a doornail. It's a good... This is a rare one. I'm glad you brought it up.
Rare.
Yeah, Jack Klugman. Y'all, he was the inventor of the modern keg that beer is transported in. Well, I know it's shocking that I got that one right.
It's just right there. Jack Klugman, dead as a doornail.
Hold on, I'm ducking.
Yeah, no ducking. I'll speak louder so that they can hear me. Jack Klugman was an American actor. He appeared with Tony Randall on TV's version of The Odd Couple and was also known as Quincy, M.D.
Ooh, never seen that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't watch TV the 70s was the epitome of terrible TV, so I do not watch any of that. So, the 70s haven't aged well, let's just say that.
Well, getting ready, who's getting ready for the 70s?
You?
Well, yeah, but, quack, quack.
Dottie Mama, do you want to sit down at your electrical piano and play some Dixie or something?
Oh, oof. That just... I'm not jumping in that pool.
Yeah, speaking of pools, you know who does also jump in pools, other than the herons who jump in to try to eat the koi?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
No.
Oh, me either.
What?
I mean, there,
by the way, well, go ahead.
I was going to say there wouldn't be a lot of water left, I guess, if there was jumping in a pool. Anyway.
Absolutely. You know, you know, if only it was a belly flop May the 7th. Mm.